Well, good morning, everybody. It's Matt Elliott here sitting in for Chris Renwick. I'm here with Lloyd Jackson. Lloyd, we're going to have Oakland County Executive Dave Coulter on next. Dave, how are you this morning?
Matt, I'm doing really well. How are you, sir?
We are great. It's great to see you. And it was great to see you a few weeks ago on Mackinac, and we're really glad to have you here today. A lot of great things going on in Oakland County, and you and the rest of the county leadership are doing a fantastic job. Right now, all of our citizens are concerned about probably affordability as their number one issue. Tell us a little bit about what you and the rest of the county leadership are doing to help address affordability in Oakland County.
Yeah, it is really the number one thing that I hear from people. It's amazing. And so we've leaned into that. We've tried to do what we can as a county to bring prices down and make life more affordable to folks. We recently made all of our parks free for everybody, all of our residents, so that they can go and get a little enjoyment and recreation without putting out any money, which is a nice thing. But we've also done things like reducing medical debt for folks. We leaned in and erased millions of dollars in medical debt for people. Student loan debt. We have a program to eliminate or at least help to students, former students, eliminate their student loan debt. We're always looking for ways to try to make life more affordable for folks because it really is a lot of pressure on families right now.
And County Executive, you know, even in a county viewed as economically strong, there are still families struggling with housing costs, debt, and rising everyday expenses. You know, and what are you hearing directly from your residents?
Yeah, Lloyd, that's a great point, you know, because Oakland County is viewed as a wealthy county, and in many ways it is. But we have 62 different cities, villages, and townships here in the county, and they're all different. And in many places, people are really struggling. A third of our residents, even in Oakland County, a third of our residents are, by definition, housing insecure. They spend more than a third of their income on housing costs, for instance. So it's a real problem across our county and across our country. And I hear this every day from residents it's not just the fact that, you know, folks are struggling a little bit financially, but it's even broader than that, in that I think there's this growing sense that, you know, this system, this economic system that we're in, is not working for me. I'm having a hard time attaining the American dream and really getting ahead, and what's going on. And I think that fuels a lot of the polarization in our politics these days, this sense that I'm trying my best, I'm working hard, but I'm not getting ahead, mm-hmm. and this should be easier.
And it feels like nothing is easy, Dave, and we appreciate the fact that you and other members of leadership in Oakland County are trying to address these issues. Talk a little bit about all of the work that you and the county are doing at Pontiac, because I think that is a really amazing story about how you're driving economic development and community development in Pontiac and saving the county money.
Yeah, Matt, I appreciate that. You know, one of our communities that has struggled over the years is Pontiac. There's been a lot of disinvestment in Pontiac over the years, but it is our county seat. It used to be where my office was, and so we've made a substantial investment in downtown Pontiac. My office by next year around this time is going to be in downtown Pontiac. And you know, we helped to bring down the Phoenix Center, which was unfortunately a dilapidated parking deck, which was no longer sustainable. And my goal was not that the county itself would be able to just revitalize downtown Pontiac, but that our move there would motivate investors, private sector people, to invest there. And that's exactly what we're seeing. So with our move there announced a couple of years ago, there's already $500 million in private development in the pipeline in downtown Pontiac. And so my office will be down there in a year, like I said. More importantly, there are more workers, more businesses, more residents coming to downtown Pontiac, and I'm very optimistic about it.
And, you know, Pontiac has an incredible history, County Executive, and, you know, some great location advantages as well. You feel it's finally beginning to realize some of that long-awaited potential?
I really do. It's palpable. I see it every day when I'm there. It's really exciting. I've often said if I was younger and richer, I would be investing in Pontiac right now, because it really is on the upswing. I think we're going to do in Pontiac what the leadership in Detroit has done in downtown and midtown Detroit. I think that sort of same kind of momentum and prosperity is coming to Pontiac, and I'm really excited to be a part of it. Like I said, not leading the effort, but just being part of the redevelopment of our county seat.
Will take some courage to catalyze that kind of investment and some vision, and we really appreciate the fact that that's happening, because if Pontiac can redevelop just like Detroit has, and can revitalize, that will have a huge impact on the county as a whole and the state, frankly. So that's great work.
I think so. And by the way, one of the other things is, I'm on the older side, but young people want an urban, walkable kind of experience to live in, to raise their families, to work in. And we don't really have that in Oakland County. You can go to Detroit, and I love all the progress in Detroit, but we don't really have in Oakland County that sort of urban experience that younger people want. And I hope this helps keep people in our region, helps keep them in Southeast Michigan and in Oakland County.
Well, that's great. Now, one other thing about the region that's really important is something that's coming up actually in Wayne County, which is a millage regarding transit. Oakland County passed a transit millage in 22, and there's another millage vote coming up in here shortly in Oakland County, or excuse me, in Wayne County. Tell us a little bit about how important that is for the three major counties in the region.
It's huge, and I really encourage the voters of Wayne County to support that millage. And I applaud Warren Evans for putting that on the ballot this year. It's really the last major foundational piece that we need to do transit in Metro Detroit. Wayne and Oakland used to be opt-out communities, where you could just, if a community wanted to have transit, they could. If they didn't, and it doesn't work that way. You can't get federal dollars that way. You can't build a regional system that way. And so, like you said, we did it a couple of years ago. We are now an all opt-in transit system in Oakland County. And when Wayne does that, and I think they will, it's going to be the last piece for us to get the federal dollars to put a regional plan in place to make sure that we have integrated transit systems that work wherever you are in the region. And I think it's huge. And by the way, I will tell the folks in Wayne County, the voters that are thinking about this, that we've seen our transit numbers, our ridership numbers explode since we did ours. If you build it and you do it right and you make it convenient and affordable, people will use it. And I think the same thing can happen in Wayne County.
Well, that's fantastic. And we know that transit is one of the major drivers of being able to drive employment and success in any region, in any city. So let's hope that we're able to unify those three systems together and drive a great one. David Coulter, the Oakland County Executive, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We hope you have a great weekend.
Matt and Lloyd, great to talk to you. Matt, always good to see you. And great job on the shows. Keep it up.
Thank
All
you.
right, thank you. Matt, the Wayne County executive says that cooperation is now the new currency, and I really believe that. When you think of these three guys, the Wayne County executive, the Oakland County executive, the Macomb County executive, Mark Hackle, these guys work really well together, and it helps the region.
And
It's
it
huge
hasn't
for
always
them.
been that way.
No,
And
it hasn't.
we're always better when we're an and. When we can do Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne, we're always better than if it's going alone.
Who's coming up next, Matt?
Well, next we're going to talk to the CEO of the Skillman Foundation, Angelique Power. She's an amazing powerhouse, not just in the city, but across the state. She was a 2025 Michiganian of the Year, according to a Detroit News, and so we're looking forward to having that conversation.
And she's also the co-host of a show I do with her each month called Our State of Education. We'll talk to her about that as well. That's at 6:49 on JR Morning.